Well, hello, everybody, and thanks for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your high school wrap-up from last Friday night. It was a successful start to district play for the A&M Consolidated Tigers and the Bryan Vikings on Friday as the Tigers whipped up on Temple and Bryan held on to beat Ellison. Not such a good start to 4A play for the Rudder Rangers. Their perfect season ended with a loss to the Hutto Hippos. The Tigers slammed the Wildcats 56-17 in Temple, where everything went right for Consol, even the bounce of the football.
It does bring up a fourth down and 22 for the first. Bendon and crew will go for it. Is Bendon rolling out, looking to throw with a receiver downfield. That ball is tipped and then caught. Is it a touchdown? Yes, on the tip, brought in by Chris Nuttall. Oh, my goodness. Chris Nuttall right there in the end zone, caught it on the tip. It's a touchdown, and the Tigers, with almost a Hail Mary on 4th and 22, make it a 13-3 ball game. How do you like that?
Yeah, it become 57-17 in the end as Consol beats winless Temple. In the fourth quarter, even Consol's subs were getting in the act.
Merchant is the running back. Double slot formation, Bronowski at quarterback. Misdirection play at the 30, a block at the 25-yard line. It's Darius Nuttall at the 20, to the 15, the 10, the 5. Darius Nuttall, did he make it? Yes, touchdown. Are you believing that? Backups get the job done for the Tigers on the first play from scrimmage, a bit of a trap play. They give it to Darius Nuttall. He finds pay dirt, and the Tigers tack on another 6 now, and it makes it 55-10.
Tigers will host Ellison on Friday night. The Bryan Vikings were up 21-6 in the fourth quarter and then held off a furious Ellison rally to win 21-19. Quarterback Aaron Ike got the scoreboard lit first for the Vikes.
Dive play again. Nope, quarterback keeper. This is Aaron Ike. Ike breaks the tackle, the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Aaron Ike goes in from 36 yards out, and that was all Mr. Ike turning on the speed that time.
Bryan rushed for 213 yards, including these 11 that were predicted by analyst Dave Campbell.
It's like Nate Jones. The train's going by. It seems like it's almost his time.
We'll see what happens on a double wing. They give it to Jones, coming around at the 10, at the 5. Nice call, Mr. Campbell. Touchdown, Bryan.
That train made me think about it. He turns to the right side, came literally from the wingback spot on the left side, and they turned it into a sweep, and Nate Jones is in the end zone.
Tase Murphy and David Campbell on the call. The Vikes will host Shoemaker Friday night to try to go to 2-0. The Rudder Rangers got a load of the Hutto Hippos Friday at Merrill Green Stadium in their 16-4A opener. Hutto scored 6 touchdowns before the Rangers got on the board, but they were playing hard till the end.
Quick pass out to the left side. Mike Jones, a stutter step. He's to the 50. He's down the sideline to the 40. A missed tackle to the 30, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Rudder Rangers. Well, a 56-yard touchdown strike.
Keith Kane on the call of the 38-17 Hutto win. The Rangers will play at Bastrop on Friday night. That's your look at your local high school from Friday night. I'm Tom Turbeville.